Welcome to Comic Talk 616, a podcast about all things nerdy, including but not limited to comic books, TV shows, movies, video games, D&D, all kinds of fun stuff. So,
but this week, mostly movies and TV shows.
This week, mostly movies and TV shows. That's a lot of the news. I am Matt, the chaotic evil moon baron.
I'm Lexi, the nameless.
I'm Steve. What was it? Space Wizard Supreme? Ultimate
yeah.
Space Wizard?
I think Ultimate Space Wizard Supreme was the...
I don't know. I'll have to look at Eddie's post again.
Much like any other wizard, he has many names.
Yes. The Voice of Reason.
The Voice of Reason.
I don't understand that one.
That's fine.
Wait, does that mean I'm unreasonable? I know Jake's unreasonable, but like... I don't feel like I'm entirely unreasonable.
Oh, okay.
Just then. Sometimes. All right. So, I guess we could talk about weeks real fast. So, what did you guys get into this week? Anything cool, fun?
Well, my birthday was this week on Wednesday.
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm 16 now, which is weird.
That's kind of cool. Well, happy late birthday at this point.
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you. But people keep asking me when I'm going to start driving. I haven't even started learning.
Yeah, you know.
I kind of need to get on that.
Yeah. Well, it used to be right at 16, but even when I was growing up, like, it was tough to get a license at 16. I didn't get mine right at 16 either. So.
I haven't even started learning how to drive, so.
Yeah.
Probably be a while.
Just play Gran Turismo. It's kind of like that, but don't crash.
Yeah, pretty much. Any simulator where you have to drive, if you have, like, a legit, you know, professional quality wheel and pedals and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can learn the basics that way.
I mean, for a while I did that trucking game.
Yeah.
But then it frustrated me because I had to get there in a time limit.
Yeah.
I never got there in time. So I was trying so hard not to crash into people.
It takes practice.
Yeah, I think we call that adulthood. Happened to get somewhere, but sort of being late all the time. And trying not to crash into people. Yeah, that's about my normal day to day.
Yeah, well, then I got it down.
Hey, you nailed it. All right. Did you get anything? Do anything, Steve?
We finished season 2 of Loki, the final 2 episodes today.
Nice. Yeah.
We watched Across the Spider-Verse yesterday.
Oh, very cool.
So they saw it for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I got into Loki a little bit too, and finished. I caught up, and yeah, pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm a little sad because I think that one didn't get as many viewers as the first season, but man, I almost feel like it's just as good.
It's as good or better than the first season.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, I'm having a great time with that. We should try to put that in our queue for reviewing it.
Nah, we should do that next week.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we should. We'll send out a message. But this week, let's talk about what are we doing this week? What's the agenda?
We were going to basically just talk about, what was it? It was, we were going to talk about the live action IPs that are getting anime.
Yeah.
Anime
adaptations.
So it's like Western IPs turned into anime.
Yeah, yeah.
And vice versa.
Okay, because yeah, it does seem to be happening a lot, especially at Netflix.
What? We got Terminator anime series coming out. We have a Witcher anime series coming. Or is it anime or just an animated series?
I think that was just animated, but still, moving from live action to animated, it's kind of a big thing.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that some as we're going over the stories for different shows and movies.
Okay, awesome. Awesome.
Well, a lot of the news that we have pertains to our topic.
Well, and it was this week Netflix had an event called Geeked Week, where they did a lot of announcements, like a ton of announcements about different stuff too, different live action and anime and other nerdy things. Right. The first one I did find though, so are you aware of like the struggle and search for old Doctor Who episodes?
Well, just the lost episodes, which that's been a thing for a while.
Yeah.
Because even when they had the original shows, there were a whole mess of them that they didn't have. They were never re-released on anything.
Right, right. So for people that aren't as familiar with it, there were a lot of old Doctor Who episodes, and the BBC didn't have, wasn't as big, didn't have as much future thought, basically. So they aired a bunch of Doctor Who episodes, and some of them got, just thrown away. Once they aired them. I heard stories about, there's this one area where they, the trash was really expensive, so they threw a bunch of them into a lake.
Wow.
So they're just somewhere in the bottom of this lake, rotting away to time.
That's just sad.
But what they were calling amateur internet sleuths that found some. Apparently they found two episodes, but they refused to hand them over.
Yeah.
Finders keepers.
But
wouldn't you want to share them with the masses?
I feel like you would, or at least like.
Oh, I didn't see that you put the Ghostbusters trailer on the thing already.
Yeah, that's okay. No, that's all right.
It's, posted it twice.
You got the actual trailer, I think. So I just had to talk about the trailer with the trailer.
Oh, okay.
So either way, yeah. We got.
Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean.
To
bring that up.
No, that's okay. I mean, we can jump right to that if you want.
I was just getting ready to pull up the Witcher animated series.
Oh, okay. We'll do that then.
Quick, so
we'll get to the Ghostbusters news soon.
Hey. Oh wait, no, I have the Ghostbusters one already pulled up on YouTube, so I'll go ahead and do that.
Either one.
So we will go ahead and watch that.
Okay. There's an ad for that on the PlayStation somewhere.
Oh,
so that's something new we haven't.
Yeah. That is something new. I mean,
interesting.
It's an interesting direction to go with it. I kind of like the ice aesthetic. Like, I'm curious, right? I want to watch this movie because I'm curious. Like,
yeah.
What are they? How they're gonna?
Well, they did so good with Afterlife.
They did do a pretty good job with that movie,
and I like that they're still keeping. The three original Ghostbusters that are left involved.
If nothing else, they're at least around.
Yeah.
They might not be the central focus, but at least they're around. That's about as much as you can hope
that,
for.
That was the thing. That was the main thing I was afraid of when I heard that they were making at least one more, that they were going to completely do away with Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Eddie Hudson.
That is a pretty major concern because, those guys are the heart of the series.
That's one of the big reasons why the one with the female cast failed so hard because they had no.
Well,
Bill Murray had that cameo, but it was as a completely different throwaway character.
Right. Well, they basically just tried to replace the main characters instead of making new ones.
Yeah.
The thing this did is
that one would have done better if it was just if they had mention of the original team and just made their own team. Because overall, it wasn't a bad film.
Not too bad.
It just
bad.
Wasn't what Ghostbusters fans wanted.
No, it's just it failed on what it was trying to do.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't a bad movie necessarily, but it was bad because it was trying to call itself something it wasn't.
Yeah,
or shouldn't have been.
So you've only seen
one. I've only only seen one.
You've only seen the one the afterlife? Did you see the original one? I don't remember which one you watched with me and your sister. I think it was this one.
The one with like
the kids?
Statue things.
Statue dogs?
Yeah.
Okay, that was the original one. Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if that's the one it's you watched with us or not.
I don't remember a ton else about it. But
yeah.
Okay.
The statue dogs who were trying to release something.
Yeah, they were trying to release some.
The big bad evil
Gozer.
Yeah.
Which was the big bad in Afterlife as well, which fit really well.
Did it also have like the giant marshmallow guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
That's a big part of it. It's kind of funny that, like, you know, it's only one movie, and it's still one of the most iconic things about the movie.
Oh, yeah.
They needed just one. Or actually, no. Well, I guess there was a little mini ones, but
the mini ones in Afterlife, that was funny.
That was funny, but yeah.
And a little bit terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, I'd say almost probably more terrifying than the big one. Because I remember the big one just being like, what is happening?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is looking good. Interested.
It doesn't really give, it gives the kind of the gist of the premise without... You don't know much about what's going on.
Yeah, you understand why the cold, because like that's the big question is what's with all the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so it's
fear.
It's like fear cold that freezes you from the inside out. Okay, all right, sure.
But it's a good teaser.
Yeah, no, I think so.
It's not like a lot of teasers where they're like 30 seconds long and you're like, oh, they're making a thing. Which sometimes are really cool. Like the teaser for Afterlife was awesome because they just showed the barn with Ecto-1 kind of.
Yeah, that was enough for that.
With the cover on it, like whatever, the tarp blowing up. Yeah.
But like, yeah, I think this is a lot better than say, you know, Netflix is super guilty of that. They do like series, and what they'll do is they'll have a teaser, and the teaser is just a logo with a tiny bit of animation.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it is a teaser, but it's a little bit too much on the tease side, a little less on the, like, any kind of content.
Which, I mean, that's the point of a teaser, but it'd be nice to have a little bit more
just to give me
stuff.
Just give me a little to go on. That's all I need. I need. All right.
Okay, what was the other trailer?
The other trailer was the...
Witcher?
There's the Witcher one and the Netflix, the Last Airbender teaser as well.
Yeah, I'll get to that one too.
Okay.
But I was looking for the...
There's a Masters of the Universe, Devil May Cry.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
And what was the other one?
Yeah, I found it.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and look at the Witcher. What is it? Sirens of the Deep?
Yes, I believe that's the one.
Teaser for Netflix.
I know.
Well, the animation looks really good.
Yeah.
For that. So we're looking at the Witcher Sirens of the Deep, the official teaser. It's only about a minute longer or so, but it's pretty, I mean... It looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
No context for it, just...
I think there was a part in some of the books where Geralt went down to a shore and ended up fighting... Like, it wasn't in... He didn't fight in the water, but it was like... Well, he was in the water, but, like, not under the water.
Right.
But that I remember that being kind of harrowing, like, oh, this isn't going well. I'm curious on that because a lot of times.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, no, go ahead. No.
It's based on the Sapkowski's short story, A Little Sacrifice.
Okay.
So it follows Geralt as he's hired to investigate a series of attacks.
I didn't end up reading a lot of the short stories. I just did the main books.
Yeah, I haven't read any of them yet.
So
most of what I know is just from a tiny bit of playing through the first couple of games.
Yeah.
And watching the regular series.
They changed the regular series up a little bit, but yeah. I was okay with a few of the changes. Some of them, like, not so much. But this looks pretty good.
So it's being voiced by Doug Cockle, who voices him in the games.
Yeah, and that just I was gonna say, the voice sounded a lot like the guy from the games, which it is. That's really cool. And that's a really good idea to do, especially for animated stuff, yeah. Because I imagine not everybody that has a cool voice looks like their voice.
Yeah,
voiced character.
This is cool too. Joey Beatty and Anya Chalotra. That's how you say your name. Are returning from the live-action series to voice Yesgeir and Yennefer.
Yeah, yeah, which is, that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Well, because I think the two of them are still,
they're still part of the live-action show.
Yeah. I like that. I like this idea. I think this is going to be pretty good. They did another one. It wasn't the one with Geralt, but it was his mentor, and I forgot his name.
Oh, yeah. It called now? Yeah, I watched that one, too. It was really good.
That one was that animation in that series is really good, so if it's about, if it's half as good as that, it'll be great.
Yeah. So Studio Mir is the studio that made Voltron Legendary Defender and The Legend of Korra.
Oh, then they're gonna have no problem.
Similar animation.
Yeah, then they're gonna have no problem.
Yeah,
because they've done some pretty high quality work.
So yeah,
that's gonna be good. That is gonna be great.
So,
all right.
Let's see.
Which one do you want to jump to?
I'm gonna jump to the Terminator.
Yeah,
I don't know if that was if they had a trailer for it.
I don't know if that one's an actual trailer. I think that one was the word teaser, and I could be wrong. But I could be wrong. Let's watch it real quick to find out.
Well, let's see. I was looking for the story. So, if there's a trailer, we'll pull it up. Okay, so it looks like... It looks like it's set a couple days before Judgment Day.
Oh,
right. I think that's because it's like 2 days before. I didn't see the day, but it's 1997.
Yeah, and in the movies, that was Judgment. Yeah.
So Terminator is a movie series. It's like a post-apocalyptic future where machines take over and kill the human race.
So a little bit of the Life Horizon.
Yeah, this guy. In the first one, the machines send a machine back in time to kill the leader of the human resistance. And then in the second one, his older self sends another Terminator back in time to protect his kid self. So yeah, it's a lot of set in the current time for the most part, all the movies. Set in the current timeline with machines coming back in time to try to kill somebody.
Arguably, most of the big sci-fi stuff happens in the... You don't see it happen.
Yeah, there's stuff alluded to for the war and everything going on in the future. Cool. Except for Terminator Salvation, which is almost all, if not all, set in the future.
I think it is mostly there.
I only saw it once. I haven't... So
it's pretty much all. Yeah,
it was good. It was just completely different than the other films.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the one that people don't like as much. But
it's still better than Terminator 3. Terminator 3 is definitely the worst of the entire series.
I'd say yeah. I wasn't.
It had good moments, but it was not good.
I wasn't as big of a fan of 3. I'm big on 2.
2 is still the best one.
I still love 2, yeah.
The last one that came out was actually really good.
Oh, was it
Dark Fate?
Dark Fate. Yeah, that's right.
Because there was of the new of yeah. 4, it was Salvation, and then was it just Salvation? No, there was one in between that and Dark Fate.
Salvation
Genesis. Yeah, yeah. Genesis was all right.
Genesis was okay. Dark Fate was okay. They're not as good as the originals.
They're
still fun.
Dark Fate was as good as Terminator 2. I think it's right up there.
I didn't like it as much, but it wasn't bad. I still liked it. I just, yeah, just the ranking one over the other.
Terminator 2 is one of the few instances where the sequel is way better than the original.
Yeah, I think I agree.
I mean, that's pretty much universally agreed on.
Right, and well, like, and I don't know if, but I don't know if it's me, I don't know if this is exactly why I like it, but I'm a big Schwarzenegger fan. Like,
yeah,
I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. I know he's not the best actor in the world, but he's he's fun.
Yeah.
He's really fun. So I like a movie with him in it. And I think only one or two of them don't have him in there. So
our next trailer.
Yeah.
Moving on, Masters of the Universe.
Oh yeah,
that's season 2, isn't it?
I think it's a continuation, but they're kind of changing the title up and changing the premise a little bit.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good, so let's check it out, though.
So January, that's coming out real quick.
Yeah, some of these are fairly fat, coming out fairly soon.
I know, they've been working on that one for a bit, because how long has it been since the first part came out now? It's been a couple of years, hasn't it?
A couple of years?
I think so.
It's kind of funny, because I have no idea what's going on in any of these trailers.
I think they spread it in, I think they released it during COVID, I remember. So it was 21 or 22.
Oh, yeah, So for a little bit of context for you, Masters of the Universe, He-Man, it's the same universe that She-Ra comes from. They were both originally cartoons when, me and your mom were little kids.
Oh, that's neat.
So, yeah.
2021.
It is. 2020. Almost 4 years it's been out.
Yeah.
It's 3 years.
It looks good. If it's as good as the other one was, it's still going to be really good.
I know a lot of people were off put because because he ended up being weak for basically that entire first part.
Yeah, well, and for the entire first part, it focused a lot on
the other
characters.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's a direct continuation from where the original series left off.
Right, and I think looking at it overall, it did pretty well.
The thing is,
I understand though, because I was one of those people that was like,
I remember we talked about
it. Yeah, because I've been waiting for a He-Man show for years and years and years, and then
then
the first series that they immediately take away He-Man, and I'm like, well, that's the whole thing.
And that's why most people were mad, but it's like, that's a great story arc.
Given the complete thing,
But people weren't looking at the bigger picture. Well, they just saw, we've got this season. Oh, but He-Man's not He-Man.
Yeah, they were releasing it, they were releasing it in chunks. And so first chunk, I'm like, okay, so if the second two are exactly like this, I don't know if I'm going to be really happy with this.
Yeah, but obviously he comes back as He-Man in this one.
Yeah, and so, I said, I liked what they did, like I said, given the overall thing. But like I said, from where I was at then, I was like, well, if they do 3 more parts like this, then I'm going to be sad.
So it's the premise is similar with He-Man as it is with She-Ra. Like, it's kind of a normal person, but gains powers to become a hero.
He-Man, I think, came out a little bit before She-Ra.
It came out before, yeah. She-Ra was a spinoff of He-Man.
Yeah. They were like cousins or something. Crazy at one point. I don't know if that's the...
That's still the canon in the universe, but they're related somehow in the original, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the original one, I think they were like cousins or something.
Been a minute.
Yeah, they were trying to make a Saturday morning cartoon that like...
They were making something that was geared towards girls.
Yeah, yeah,
that they would enjoy, that was like heroic and...
Yeah.
They did a good job with it.
They did pretty good. It's just kind of... Yeah. It's kind of funny because they... Just basically made a big copy and paste and changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it worked.
So. It worked. So, yeah, that's good.
Okay. We got one more trailer to look at.
Okay.
Let's check it out. Last Airbender Netflix series. So we'll check out that teaser quick.
All right, yeah.
The other one, they did not do well on soccer. He wasn't funny.
Yeah, it looks like they're getting pretty close on this. Mm-hmm. I feel like some of it's going to translate better animated than it is going to for live action, but that's okay.
Maybe.
That's to be expected.
But look how well they did with One Piece.
Oh, no, what I'm saying, like, I'm saying that Momo, the Momo looks horrifying, but...
Huh?
The little flying creature, the Momo.
Oh, yeah.
The lemur.
Yeah.
I think it was a sky lemur or something. I don't remember what they called them.
They just call them lemurs in the show. I think they just said lemur.
Yeah. Anyways.
That... Yeah, that like world's I said, version of a lemur.
I feel like the version, the animated version, like, was definitely cuter. With this one, it might be cute, but it looks...
But in...
It's hard to... Like, it's hard to CG.
Live-action version of it is going to look terrifying.
I think so, but it's because, you know, you can only do, you know, CG. You're trying to make a... remake a thing with CG that was animated. You know, it's only so good.
Oh, I think it's much better.
The lemur? The lemur. I'm talking about the lemur specifically, not everything else.
Yeah, because I think really lemurs good. Should look kind of terrifying.
I'm focused on the lemur. they did a lot of stuff that looks really good there.
Yeah.
I think this already looks better than the movie that we don't talk about.
Yes, the one that does not exist.
The one that doesn't exist.
It
looks like the best live-action thing for Avatar that could possibly exist.
As long as they call him Aang and not Aang, I think that right there is much better.
It's going to be one of those things where I'm like, oh, well, like Avatar, the first Avatar series was the reason I got Netflix originally. So, and I just like jump back in, turn it on, they say Aang, and I just shut it off, walk away quietly. Like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah.
But, no, this looks really good. The actors look pretty close, too.
Yeah.
Which is nice, because, some of them were spot on, I'd say, for the last one. No. No, not so much. What do you think?
I'm excited.
Huh?
I'm excited for this movie.
Excited for this one?
Yes.
Oh, it's a series.
This one's a series.
Oh, it's a series.
Yeah. Yeah, so this will be a mini series. Well, so
better than just doing a movie.
I think so. Well, the thing is that they're basically doing a couple, like a movie or two's worth of shooting anyway. And so basically what they're doing is instead of condensing it down, they're just spreading it out to actually make a little bit more of a coherent story.
Yeah. Okay, we had a slight pause because... our memory card filled up, so...
Yeah.
You were talking about...
We were talking too much. I was talking about how I'm really excited that they're expanding this Avatar series into a series.
Instead of just one movie.
Rather than trying to condense it all into one movie.
Yeah.
For a movie per part, because three movies sounds great, but also it kind of cuts out a lot of cool, important things that make the story what it is.
So, right.
We'll see. I think I don't remember if before the battery I mentioned that if I turn on the Netflix series and I hear the word Aang, I'm shutting the Netflix series off. Like it's gone forever. No more. That's the end for me.
We're gonna pretend that show does not exist.
That show just stopped existing too. Wild how that works.
And then getting a live action Yu Yu Hakusho.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing is, that's one of those ones where, like, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it wrong, right, or right.
Yeah, but that's
the thing is, like, it's one of those series with the name where, like,
yeah,
nobody says that name the entire time in the show, at least as far as I know.
Well, it might not be a name.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is it's not, like, the name of the main character, so...
Mm.
So I've only ever, like...
So it's an adaptation of manga.
Yeah. It was an anime, and I'm trying to remember, I think it came out early 90s, but I could be wrong
on that. The manga came out in 1990.
Okay, yeah, so the show didn't come out too long after that, then.
Tells the story of... Yusuke Urameshi,
Yeah.
There's a teenager killed by a car while trying to save a child's life.
They mostly... So, okay, this is one where, like, it was one of those ones where the only thing available to me at the time was the dub, because I watched it on, like, Cartoon Network. When they did Toonami. Or when they used to do Toonami, because that was cool.
Was it actually an anime?
Yeah. No, it was.
Okay.
It was an anime. Because, yeah, they had it on Toonami, and it was one where, like, they always called him Yurameshi. They literally just called him by his last name. They're like, oh, yeah, you're a spirit detective. Except for he did, like, no detective work ever. Like, there wasn't a time... It was more like... It was kind of like a detective in the same way that, like... In the same way that the main character, like, John McClane from Die Hard is a detective. Like, he doesn't do much detective work. It's mostly just,
well,
like,
because that's not what that things. Story's about.
Right. It's mostly about shooting and punching stuff, punching bad things. Mostly they're, like, creatures from other planes or whatever.
Yeah.
Or guys that look slightly, like...
So the manga was adapted to anime in 92.
Yeah. I didn't watch it when it came out. I watched it,
like, well, afterwards. Well, obviously. You were, what, one?
Two. Well, it was two. Or one and two.
Yeah.
There's a person we played D&D with, and she killed us the other day. She's like, oh, yeah, my first Pokemon game was X and Y. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I played the first one when I was seven. Oh, my gosh. It's like, did I have that when I was, like, five or six? Oh, no. How long ago was that? I just got so old.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, sure. when you date stuff by, like, you're like, oh, yeah, I liked that when I was a kid. Oh, that was when I was a kid, meaning you have no experience with that. Because, like, we'd be, like, comparing one thing to another thing. Like, oh, you haven't seen the first thing. That would make sense. Ollie was doing that to us, too.
Okay. So the Devil May Cry anime is coming out soon.
The Devil May Cry anime
next year sometime.
Coming out sometime next year. They just gave a year.
So it's focusing on a younger Dante.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's going to, like, I'm excited because the last time they tried to do one of these in 2007, it was, the animation was good.
Yeah.
And some of it was okay. They did all right with some of the humor, but he wasn't sarcastic enough, and as I mentioned when we had our outage here, but if Dante isn't sarcastic enough, he's just another guy with some wild hair swinging a big sword. Like, he's not. He becomes way less special if it's not. You know, if they don't get the character right. So if they get the character right in this, I'll be happy. If they don't, it'll be another guy with strange hair swinging a sword.
Being made by Studio Madhouse.
Yeah.
Which made Trigun and One Punch Man.
Yeah. So they did One Punch Man. I think the Trigun they did was the original Trigun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trigun, the original. And a few other pretty big ones. It is inspired by Devil May Cry 3, Dante's Awakening. The thing is that, like, this is one of those shows that's just going to be a bunch of big, fun, over-the-top action, because the game's a beat-em-up game, so it's really about, you know, it's really about the combos and how fast you can do stuff. It's the gameplay style that inspired Bayonetta, so if you like Bayonetta, you probably like Devil May Cry, and if you just like big, over-the-top action stuff, that you're going to really like this, I think. What you got?
I'm just looking to verify that it was the original Trigun that Madhouse made.
I'm pretty sure it was, because that's more their style. I don't know if
it says on here.
I mean, because the other one was called Trigun Stampede, so I feel
like they would. Yeah, I know.
I hope they would have put that, but I think. Let's look at Studio Madhouse real fast. Because they've done a lot of stuff that. They have done a lot of stuff there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Animation produced by Madhouse Animation.
Let's see. Let's see all the series as they had works. Aim for Ace.
I haven't gotten to see the new Trigun yet. I've heard very good things about it, though.
The new one is really, really good. They did a very good job.
I want to see it because Trigun's my favorite anime.
So they didn't one for one recreate it, but they did.
Right, they changed it around a little bit.
They changed it around a little bit, but I think they got the spirit of it down pretty much right on. So it's really
good. They made some character choices with Vash the Stampede.
A little bit, but I mean, they kept his important. They kept the important parts. They kept the important parts of the character. So
he had some cringy moments in the original series.
I think they didn't have any that were that cringy now, but they do have the thing of like he's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah.
And the way they find him in this series, I don't remember if it's the same as they did before, because I don't remember the beginning of the older one, but. It was really good. I watched this when I was on my Mexico trip. Okay. I just downloaded the whole series.
Yeah.
And watched it while I was.
Well, that's always been a big thing with his character. He plays himself off to be an idiot.
Yeah.
But he isn't actually.
Well, he's pretty happy-go-lucky for the most part.
He's pretty happy-go-lucky,
but when it's serious time, it's
yeah.
It's serious time.
But he pretends to be a complete moron.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I think they did it really well. There is some characters that they add in here, like some bad guy characters they add in, like, you know, the bad guy of the week or whatever.
And yeah.
Some of them are really fun. Some of them are really cool. So I think it's definitely worth checking out. Let's see.
It's funny because there's aspects of One Piece that kind of remind me of Trigun.
Yeah, there are some, definitely.
Enemies, like the pirate captains.
Yeah, there are a lot of them that do kind of have some similar...
It feels kind of like Trigun on the sea instead of in the desert.
A little bit, yeah. And in some ways I could see that for sure. Yeah.
Anyway,
all right. Let's see where we want to jump here. Arcane. Arcane is coming out.
Season 2 of Arcane.
Season 2 of Arcane is coming out November 2024. I think that's going to be fun. I almost felt like the other season was just a little too short. So I'll be happy that they're doing a continuation. Unfortunately, it's going to take them until now. Until 2024, the next year, basically from now, which I understand given animation isn't easy, so I totally understand that, but also at the same time, I kind of want it now.
Right.
Matt, if you want some snacks, we have a lot of stuff, and we also have leftovers.
Oh, I appreciate that. No, I'm good.
Tea. Okay.
I'm good. I ate a kind of a weird early dinner.
Okay,
I don't know. Check. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I haven't had a ton to eat yet today.
No, no, you're good. You're gonna appreciate it. No, I'm feeling pretty full myself at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. Got the John Wick anime coming out.
Oh yeah, weird. John Wick anime. So I was saying that one, and like, that one surprised me that it didn't. Okay, it doesn't surprise me that they want to make a John Wick anime. It surprised me that they're going forward with it though, because John Wick is a really good series already,
but it's a finite story,
and I feel like it's a pretty finite story. Yeah, like, and also,
unless they're doing a story about that takes place prior to the films, then that would make more sense.
Well, or with this animated thing, if they don't get Keanu Reeves in there, it's not going to be the same. It's, you know.
Yeah.
John Wick is nothing without Keanu Reeves. Without Keanu Reeves, John Wick is just a fun action movie, a kind of fun action movie.
Yeah.
And it never would have got sequels.
Right.
But with Keanu Reeves, John Wick is a, you know, explosive series. So I feel like I couldn't tell if he was voicing it. Like, Keanu Reeves does do voiceover work, though. So it's not. Yeah. Not unquestionable that he could do it. I think he may be doing it, but I couldn't see that in the article, so... I just want to... I need to know if Keanu Reeves is in there, because that's kind of the most important thing, in my opinion. Because, you know, he does voice acting. He did Cyberpunk pretty famously recently.
They're also currently developing a John Wick TV show.
Yeah, the Continental.
Continental. Yeah,
that's right. They're doing spinoff show. Apparently, they're doing. I saw a thing, and I'm not sure how much of a rumor it was or how true it was, but I saw a thing that was saying that there was a John Wick Part 5 in the works, and several other spinoffs, or maybe there's just ideas for those. And I don't know how, you know, I don't know what in the works means necessarily, because that could mean any number of different parts
very
of development.
Very early pre-production.
That could mean, like, somebody planning. Was at a bar being like, we should make a John Wick 5, and the one was like, that's pretty cool, bro. And that can literally be it, you know?
Yeah.
And then they could call that in development, because sometimes that's basically all some of these rumors are. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see. I'll check it out. I mean... I'm not gonna not try to see it, because I mean, it's a big old revenge story, and it's a guy that does gun fu basically, so I'm kind of in.
Yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of.
Oh yeah, Venom 3.
Yeah.
Has a new release date since it got pushed back because of the strikes. So November 8th of 2024.
Which isn't too bad. I mean, July to November, not super bad. I'm curious where they're going to go with a Venom 3.
So, it sounds like they're going to bring in the jury, which they were a group that were... Oh, what's the character's name? Orwell Taylor, who was in the Army. He was a colonel or lieutenant and colonel in the Army.
Okay.
And created... a group to hunt superhuman vigilantes because he blames them all, especially Venom, for the death of his kid.
Okay.
That's fun.
Like, I had heard of the jury before, but I didn't really know anything about them. But they're like an armored vigilante group designed to judge and execute vigilantes.
I mean,
especially
that's,
Venom.
That's really cool. I'm surprised I haven't heard of them. But, I mean, there is... The Marvel Universe is big.
Yeah.
And I've only read... You know, can only read so many comics. I need another hour of the day just to read more comics.
That sounds like that'll be a really good premise for the third movie.
Yeah, I mean... Honestly, with the Tom Hardy Venom stuff, they've been really good. They haven't been, like, the best movies of all time, but they've been solid every time, which is...
Yeah, they're bringing back, and I don't even know how his name's supposed to be pronounced, so I'm just going to butcher it.
Oh, butcher it.
Chiwetel Ejiofor, I don't know how to, I've never known how to pronounce his name, but
you
he
know
played,
what?
he played, Mordo in Doctor Strange.
Okay.
But that's who's going to play the other character, what's his name?
You know, that's as close.
That starts the jury.
In my humble opinion, I think that's about as close as we're going to get without hearing him say his own name. So
it could be Ejiofor, it could be Ejiofor.
It could be so many things. Anyways.
It could be Ejiofor.
Old Schwell.
Old Schwell,
yeah.
Okay.
Schwell.
Schwell. Schwettel. Chiwetel?
Oh, yeah, I was messing it up on purpose.
Oh, I know.
Old Chiwetel.
Yeah. Anyway, he's a fantastic actor.
He's a really good actor. I feel bad that I can't pronounce his name good, but he's a good actor.
Yeah,
it's okay. I'm not going to be any
better. I've never been able to pronounce his name.
I won't be any better. So a big story that came out. Probably the biggest one is they ended the official end is they're officially over with the SAG-AFTRA strike as the Actors Guild also has made a deal. So the Writers Guild made the deal earlier.
Yeah.
But they were still protests. Some of them were still protesting because of the Actors Guild, I think. I think that the big point now is that everything is back in production.
They've reached a tentative deal on a new contract.
Yeah, they reached a tentative deal. As long as they're close and as long as we're getting new stuff, that's really where I'm at on this.
The strike officially concluded on last Thursday.
Yeah. Night. Right, but they concluded it a time before, I believe, and then everybody hated the deal, and then they unconcluded it. So I think they delayed a little bit to actually check, to actually make sure that they delayed some of this news to make sure that
that
they
was. Oh, that was okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be.
No. Yeah. No. No. I think they delayed this news by a few days to make sure it actually went through.
Oh, okay.
Because I think they, at one point, were at a deal and everybody was cool, and then something happened and they weren't.
No, I think this was the first time they've come to a deal for the Actors Guild. Yeah.
Or maybe,
because the writers' strike ended a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. No, I thought there was another one with the actors, but
I don't
could be wrong.
Think
that could
so.
That could have been more of a rumor thing. They're like, or somebody like preemptively going, the deal's over, and then it wasn't because they didn't get the news reporting right.
Overall, the 6 months of Hollywood strikes are estimated to have cost Southern California's economy more than $6.5 billion and more than 45,000 jobs.
Goodness. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Well, like, I understand.
Because you have all these small-time workers, if they're not doing anything, they don't have jobs.
Right, and so if people aren't making money and spending money, then they don't have jobs.
Yeah, this is why, for the most part, I hate unions.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest... Okay, so...
It depends.
I am all for people getting paid fairly.
Right.
And I am all for, like, you know, hey, we're getting paid fairly, and if none of us are getting paid fairly, we should leave.
It's like, can't figure out a way to figure this stuff out without having people not working for half a year.
Yeah, or not, especially with if it's so big that it's not working for half a year and the economy isn't working around here for half a year.
Yeah.
Because that's worse, in my opinion, is that it's messing with people that have nothing to do with the, you know, they're not even in the same industry. They're probably just working at the Jamba Juice down the street or whatever other place.
Well, yeah, it can affect other things too.
Well, yeah, no, that's what they're saying.
It trickles.
Yeah.
I mean, the same thing is going on with the United Auto Workers strike that's happening right now. Like,
yeah,
if manufacturers aren't building things, there's other third, like, aftermarket companies and parts companies that aren't manufacturing because
there's nothing to manufacture for.
Yeah. It's like,
exactly.
So.
Yeah.
It just snowballs everything.
Unfortunately, it does, but I'm glad it's over. Selfishly, I'm glad it's over for me. Because I want things to come out, and also news stories are really hard to gather for this podcast if there's not very much news.
Right.
It's much easier to gather them. Like, if there's a lot of news stories and I'm just filtering them down a little bit, it takes more like an hour or a little bit less to gather news for the week. If it's that there's not very much news and I'm trying to get all the good stories, it takes more like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Like total for both things during the week.
Our last piece of news.
Yeah.
For now, the most important one.
Oh yeah.
Most important news for all month. Ryan Reynolds teases Dogpool for
Deadpool 3. Yeah, I was on that one too.
They have a new release window for it since they can.
Yeah.
They were still able to do a bunch during the strikes, from what I understand.
But they were still held up a little bit.
Yeah.
So
it's still, they're still planning on releasing it in this coming summer.
Yeah. So I think that they were doing late spring, early summer. So, and now they're doing solidly in the summer, which is pretty good. So
Ryan Reynolds' tweet said, this is where they get the tease. Did Dogpool save the day? Not a chance in Gremlin Hell. But she is currently causing the Disney plushie merch department nightmares. Coming with the movie summer 2024. That's did you see funny. The picture?
I did see the picture. I'm on it right now.
Yeah, that
followed along. I did.
That
see
dog the looks rough.
Yeah, that dog does look pretty rough.
I can't figure out what I'm looking at. Is that just even a dog?
The tongue sticking, like hanging out of its mouth. I mean, it could be CG'd up a little bit, possibly, but that could just be the way that dog looks. They probably just found the ugliest dog they could find.
I mean, they probably did some weird dog hair and makeup, which...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that they, yeah.
Which, you know, is kind of funny to think about as a job. Like, what'd you do? Well, I went to cosmetology school, and I learned to do dog hair and makeup.
Mm-hmm. Nice, I'm gonna slowly walk away now.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, really? But, no, that is kind of cool, like...
It's not what I would have pictured for a live-action version of Dogpool.
It's not what I would have pictured either. I don't know if it actually is if it's supposed to be a Deadpool variant Dogpool, or if he just gets an ugly dog and calls it Dogpool.
Well, I mean, there is a actual Deadpool variant called Dogpool.
No, there is. No, yeah. No, there is. I'm just
for those that don't know.
I'm just wondering if they're going to do that, or if they're going to be like, oh, I think that's the wrong one. Like, you know, or something like that. The way that this movie is looking, this is just going to be the wildest movie.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a must-see if you're any kind of a Deadpool fan. I think for most, like, yeah, it's going to be
well, and Hugh Jackman's good. Final outing as Wolverine.
Yeah, and it's something, yeah, it brought
Hugh maybe, Jackman, yeah. Because there's rumor that he is one of the leads for Secret Wars.
Yeah, that is a rumor out there. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if that's the case. But it brought him back to do Wolverine, so that is pretty cool.
Well, because he's always said, you know, always said, Marvel, if you want me to be involved in MCU, Avengers-type stuff, I will come back.
Well, he's like, basically, if the project was good.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if he thought the project was good, he'd come back for it. But he didn't need to come back.
No.
But he wanted to. So, I'm excited for that. I'm hoping for a good, at least 2 to 3 solid minutes of Ryan Reynolds mocking him for, like, leaving or for dying in the last movie, in that last movie.
Yeah. So. So, here's the rumored casting.
Yes.
Brian Cox as William Stryker, Halle Berry as Storm. Owen Wilson back as Mobius, Famke Janssen as Jean Grey, Louis Tan as Shatterstar, Channing Tatum as Gambit, Ben Affleck returning as Daredevil, the Taylor Swift as Dazzler thing, that they've already said she's in the movie, but she's probably not going to be playing Dazzler. If anything, she's probably going to be playing herself.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't, like, I have a lot of friends and siblings, one sibling in particular that really likes Taylor Swift. So I'm going to have a really hard time not mocking Taylor Swift if she plays Dazzler, because it's Taylor Swift.
It'll be, if she plays Dazzler, it'll be fitting though.
It'll be, yeah, it will be fitting, but like I said, I'm going to have a hard time not mocking that character because it's Taylor Swift, which I'm holding back on. But then you're like, oh yeah, but also the character she's playing, Dazzler, the best X-Men.
The best worst X-Men.
Oh, I hate Dazzler so much as a character.
Most people do.
Most people do.
Taron Egerton as a variation of Wolverine.
I wonder then.
I think he'd play a good Wolverine.
I wonder then what we're, you know.
But he seems too young to play that character too.
Kinda, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, I don't know what's going to go on here. I imagine there's some multiverse hijinks based on the characters that we're seeing.
So, Elizabeth Olsen is Wanda Maximoff. Tara Strong back as Miss Minutes. Tom Hiddleston as Loki. Daphne Keene as X-23.
Okay,
yeah. Rebecca Romijn as Raven. So, her return. I hate that look for Mystique so much. I hope that when they fully bring X-Men in, that they make her, give her her original look.
Yeah, yeah. because it looked a little bit better. It did make her look more evil, though, so...
It looked realistic. It was just the like... It wasn't that... Yeah.
The skull belt made it kind of evil, but you know... I think that... I understand why they took it away, because they were trying to kind of make her born neutral. Or maybe even a good character.
Oh, no, not originally.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, in the original live-action X-Men movies?
Yeah, not in the original ones, but I'm saying in the newer ones.
Oh, yeah, but she still has the same look.
Yeah.
As she did in, like, that look just sucks.
It's not as good.
In all of the live-action movies, her look is stupid.
So originally I thought it looked, like, interesting, but that's because it was, like...
Interesting, but they made her, like...
But, like, over time, you're just like, that's kind of forgettable. Like, what's the iconic look for Mystique? And it's not that.
It's, like, normal looking with blue skin, basically. It's,
like, slightly, yeah, blue skin, like, just a normal...
Not like, hey, look, skin. I use grease to grease my hair back and have reptile skin.
Yeah, because she's supposed to be one of the cool mutants. They turned her into one of the not cool ones.
Yeah,
kind of like the weird ones are just like, why is there a giant lizard standing in the back of the room?
Yeah. Anyway, the rest of this list: Julian McMahon as Dr. Doom. So, which Fantastic Four was the one was it that he played Doom in? Because I think that's from one. I don't know. I think
that's the one that we
the last
don't
one?
Acknowledge as a real thing.
That's terrible.
Hopefully
that's not true. Patrick Stewart as Professor X and Ian McKellen as Magneto. Saying James Marsden may be returning to play Cyclops. Along and Liev Schreiber as Sabretooth, which I hope so. There's a rumor that Daniel Radcliffe will be a variation of Wolverine, which I hate that. But from that one picture where somebody took a picture from something else where he's ripped and like photoshopped it to make him look like he's Logan. I hate that idea.
I can see it, but I don't love that either.
So,
anyway,
that's all the rumored casting.
Let's see. What was the guy's name again? I'm looking up right now. The Fanforstic.
The director, Sean Levy, has said that some of the rumored characters will definitely be in the film. He just hasn't said which ones.
You know, they may be doing the thing that we do sometimes where we like go, wow, that was a good movie. I like the part where Luke Skywalker was in it and it's like Marvel.
Yeah.
Like they might be doing that. We're just like, hey, it'd be kind of cool if we got Dr. Doom and another Wolverine. And they might not do all of them, but whatever they do end up doing is going to be kind of good.
No, I think they'll have one other Wolverine, and it'll be the one that stays in the MCU that replaces Hugh Jackman in the role.
Okay, yeah.
That's my theory, at least.
Yeah. What was the guy's name that's playing Dr. Doom?
Julian McMahon.
Not Fanforstic.
Okay. So,
bullet dodged. We never have to talk about that movie anymore. It's not real and it can't.
Yeah, but he wasn't great in the 2004 or whatever year it came out.
He
was okay.
I feel like this is kind of like
that movie was okay.
He was okay. He might be getting a web redemption here. You know, like he did okay, but it wasn't the greatest. Maybe he can do better.
It wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't the worst.
It wasn't the worst, but at least I assume. Like I said, Fanforstic is still...
It definitely wasn't the worst.
So Fanforstic is on this list that I... That's what I'm calling it.
I know.
That's because that's what...
Because the title.
That's why you did the stupid
title. Yeah.
That's how you spell it. It comes up. Anyways... that movie is still on my list. I have a short list of movies that, like, I will watch if there's a charity involved. Like, if it's for some kind of good cause, I'll watch it. But yeah. If it's just to watch the movie, there's absolutely no way.
Right.
Like, there's no way. There's no need. There's no... I'm just not checking... I have no reason to check it out, so I'm not gonna...
That's good reasoning.
It's rated 9% out of 100 right now. And that's, you know...
Did you say none percent out of 100?
Well, it's rated 9 because apparently...
Oh, 9. Oh.
Yeah, I think they interviewed 10 people and one person, like, accidentally hit
this
the wrong
This is actually
button.
Really... Yeah, accidentally hit the... this is a good movie button.
Exactly.
Or it's like, oh, there's no take backs.
Or you know, that 9% of people were the people they paid to promote the movie. And they're like, this is the best movie ever. And they're like blinking slowly. And you're like, is that an SOS? Are they blinking in Morse code? Do they need help?
So I wanted to point out something quick.
Sure.
I find it funny that you grabbed a second extension cable for your headphones.
Yes.
When there's like 4 feet of extra cable right here.
I didn't grab an second one. Up. This is just the one that I have in my bag.
Oh, okay.
I just have a long one in my bag. I usually don't use the extensions. But yes, I can go forever. So I could probably
could have just plugged directly.
Yeah, I'm actually recording from my house. Yeah, pretty strange.
You could.
I could have with this cord.
Sorry, that just completely distracted me when I saw your cord that was plugged into that. I'm like,
yeah, I got an extra
one. Did he run out of cord? And then I looked at the floor and it's like, it's all looped right there.
I just bought, I bought an extra long headphone cord for this very purpose of recording with you guys. But that is funny.
Because it's like a 20-foot cord and you're like 4 feet away from
I think that was a 20-foot cord and this one's like a 5. Yeah. So I have like... Yeah, I have 30 feet of cord here, I believe.
Yeah, you between 25 and 30 feet of cord.
I should have about 30 feet of cord, I think. I don't know if I'm back. Anyway.
We need to run a couple ads and then wrap up, I guess, with our stuff and things
for this
episode. So we'll be back.
Hey, guys. So apparently I'm supposed to be smooth, but you know what I'm not as smooth as? I'm not as smooth as Best Slope Coffee, the Best Slope Coffee of all the Rockies. You don't believe me? They have freaking awards. And you know what? You should reward yourself with a nice cup of Joe. You can go down to Best Slope Coffee Co. in Fruita, Colorado. Oh, wait. You don't live here? That's because you're dumb. But you know what is not dumb? Going to Best Slope Coffee Co. where you can order a brand new subscription with varieties. And those varieties are...
Bi-weekly, monthly, or a 3-month barista choice box... They'll be sent directly to your home whenever you want.
Don't be a dummy. Get Best Slope Coffee today.
I'm Tommy Green, the executive director of Run Against Traffic. We exist to give everyday people like you the tools necessary to fight against human trafficking and raise awareness and funds for the long-term aftercare of its victims. Become someone's superhero today at irunagainsttraffic.com.
Yeah, so... I think.
You think?
I think. This pretty much wraps it up for this episode. The main topic idea that we were throwing around at the beginning of the episode, I think we're going to hold off.
Yeah.
That was Kyle's idea for a main topic, and I think we're going to save that for later and let him run with it.
I think we might run with it and get a few. I think that one might be better when we're a big group.
Yeah.
But no, I think that a lot of this is really cool. I'm excited to see all this stuff coming out from Netflix's Geeked Week. I promise I'm not sponsored by Netflix. I actually am having an issue with them, but I like their content. So I do like a lot of their content, so I'm a conflicted man.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of cool stuff coming out. The new season of Invincible came out, or is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Week by week. The second season's really good. It's pretty dang good. So far. The update report on the Baldur's Gate 3 playthrough. So we played through the first part and we realized that you can't stream unless you give permissions on each PlayStation to stream your audio. Which I actually think
The voice chat.
Voice chat. And I think, actually, you know what? I actually think that that's kind of genius, because, like, I would hate to be playing and all of a sudden somebody's like, oh, yeah, and we're streaming, and, like, you didn't tell me.
If you're playing with somebody.
If you're playing with somebody.
Yeah.
Like I said, I understand if you're like, you know.
I mean, that happens sometimes, but.
Right, but I understand. I like that it's at least a little bit of privacy protection.
Yeah.
I like that they do it. I also
but understand. The problem was somehow my mic got muted on the stream too.
Yeah, so we had nobody. I think everybody in the party chat has to agree to have it broadcast. So like even you have to agree to broadcast.
Which mine voice. Is set up that way already. The problem with mine not going over is because somehow it got muted.
Oh no!
Mine was mine's been set up that way for a while because I've streamed from PlayStation.
Okay.
Several times.
That makes sense. Well,
so we just need to when we need to go live and check and make sure everything's working.
Yeah, that sounds good. I will change that up a little bit tonight. All right. Given that this was really fun.
Keep going.
Check out our Wednesday morning show on Facebook and on Instagram. We talk about some other news stories that happened during the middle of the week or at the beginning of the week that would be a little bit further away from our recording time, but are still pretty relevant. So I'd still check that out. It's about a 15 to 25 minute show. It's pretty fun on Wednesday mornings. You don't have to watch it live, but it is more fun if you do.
Definitely.
And if you are on there, please don't insult my mom. She watches too. Every time somebody insults her.
Do we need to get your mom to watch our live stream of the game playthrough too?
I don't know if that's going to be the wisest of ideas. I mean,
maybe not.
She can.
Anyway, so yeah, that's this episode.
All right, that'll be this episode for us. Thanks so much for checking it out. I am Matt, the Chaotic Evil Moon Baron.
I'm Lexi, the Nameless.
And I am Steve, the Ultimate Space Wizard and Voice of Reason. And thanks for listening.